You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Ready to solve a problem?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
All right, Jer, how do people find us?
Go to mix100.com right now. Get on your smartphone. And then right there at the top, there's a link for Dom and Jeremy. You can email us there or go onto our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
This comes from Holly. She starts off, she catches our attention right away because she says, hi to my second and third favorite boys.
Aw. My second?
My husband is usually number one, but yeah, you can be number two.
All right, yeah.
my husband is usually number one, but he's not perfect. I have something I'd like for you to talk about on your show because I think men, especially my husband, need to hear it, and women will be cheering to hear you say it. So I guess we're providing public service. That's what
she
says later on.
Ready to cheer, ladies.
We love you guys, she writes, but please, when we're telling you about one of our problems, don't try to solve it. If there's a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Check out the beat while the DJ revolves it.
She writes, I can't tell you how many times I'll come home from work frustrated about something or someone, and I barely get the chance to say anything before my husband is recommending what I should do. I know he means well, but sometimes I just want to blow off steam. I'm not always looking for the knight in shining armor. Anyway, I would consider this a public service for every woman listening to your show. Thank you for the laughs every morning and for the thoughtful segments you do, too. You really are the complete package, and I appreciate you. How sweet.
Very kind.
That is from Holly. So would you say, sir, that when Nicole walks in frustrated from work, that you try to solve her problems?
Well, if she comes in and starts, jabbering about what's going on and laying it all out there, going off for like 15, 20 minutes, I probably would first be like, I'm sorry. What did you say? I wasn't listening. That's probably what I would say first.
Jerk.
And then second, I think at this point in time, I would offer suggestions on how to solve it. I would. Here's what you need to do, and then lay out a whole plan.
But Holly is saying stop doing
but
that.
But stop.
It's hard, isn't it?
It is very hard, because I think as guys, we are problem solvers. We see something. Maybe I'm just speaking for myself. I see something that needs to be fixed. I fix it. I move on. Boom. And then frozen it. Let it go. And then I'm on to the next thing. Whereas ladies, I think you sit and stew on stuff for a while. And then you get in a fight with your husband and you bring up things from 5 years ago and like you're still stewing on it.
I will disagree
about it.
I will disagree with you.
In what way?
I think men stew and women get past things quicker, but they don't forget. That's why you're talking about they'll bring up something from 5 years ago. I will agree that they will bring stuff up more readily than us because we just don't remember.
Well, they remember, and they're still stewing about it. Because when they bring it back up, they're still mad about what so-and-so did at their wedding 10 years ago.
I think they can tap into what they were upset about, but I don't think that they go day-to-day stewing. That, to me, is more of a dude thing. We are the ones who are like 3 days later, still going over in our heads what we should have said and what we're going to do, and I can't believe that. I think that's more of a guy thing, stewing.
Oh, man. Yeah, and I don't, because I think it goes back to the old thing where if, like, guys are in an argument at a bar or whatever, you go outside, punch each other in the face, problem solved, you come back in and have a beer. Life goes on.
Well, I had a conversation with Gretch last night about this letter because I told her we were going to talk about this because I was curious what she thought. And so I asked her, I said, do you hate it if I ever try to solve your problems? And she goes, you used to do that. She goes, I notice you don't do it anymore. And I just had to smile because I made a conscious effort a few years ago to try to stop doing that.
Just become a listener.
Yeah.
You're a third party.
Shift into listening mode.
You're neutral.
Say the appropriate things without trying to be, well,
which
like
are what?
Holly
like,
said.
I understand how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Is that one of them? I understand what you're going through.
Yeah, and then asking, like, well, what do you think, you know, you should do about that? Or what do you think? Asking that, letting it come from her rather than from me. Because I used to be the problem-solving guy, and I realize it's probably just irritating.
Probably, yeah. Because then what if you get bad advice, too?
Do you think when somebody is venting about something, whether they're male or female, do you think they want to hear advice? I think it's rarely. If you're venting.
Probably rarely. Unless they toss out the fishing line of, what do you think?
Right.
How would you handle this? Focus on those keywords. But you're probably right, where they just want somebody to be an ear and listen to you complain. Don't solve it. Well, then going back a step, too, because if you do initiate the problem-solving method on how you would lay it out and how you would handle it, and then the opposite party goes and does that, and it fails horribly, then it's all on you. Then you've screwed things up even more. Then it's you told me to do it this way. This is what you said. And I still hate what Rebecca did at my wedding 10 years ago. I'm telling you, man. I'm so surprised that we are on so opposite ends of this.
What do you mean?
As far as the stewing and remembering that ladies do. They bring things up from 10 years ago and still causing argument about that. You don't think that happens?
I'm saying they can tap into those feelings, but I don't think they carry them around on a day-to-day basis. Hmm. I still think that's more of a guy thing.
I don't know. Look at us two dorks sitting here trying to dissect this.
Because let's face it, if a guy's got a grudge against another guy,
yeah,
you don't think he taps into that, he's carrying that around?
I will say, I don't hold a lot of grudges, but I do have my arch nemesis that has been since elementary school, man. He is my arch nemesis.
Dude.
That same dude who is living a happy, perfect, beautiful life all off Facebook. He is my arch nemesis and has been for years. And that guy still chaps my rear end, man.
Have we ever said his first name on the
No,
air?
And we're not going to say his first
we're
name.
We're not even
going
to say his first
name.
No.
Because he's still very local and lives fairly close to me. And
his charmed life?
His charmed life has splashed all over Facebook. And he's had a charmed life since kindergarten. I have known him since kindergarten. So, anyway, I'm holding on to that.
All right. Well, what are we leaving this with, Holly?
I don't know. Like, if anyone has any thoughts on this, I mean, we're just a couple of dudes, you know, spitballing here.
Yeah, and I will add one other thing before we go to break is that it's always easier to solve somebody else's problems. And that's probably what this comes down to.
Right.
If somebody walks in and they tell you a problem, then it's easy for you to say, well, you should just do this.
Right, because you're not in their shoes. You don't have to deal with the people at her office or his office.
You don't have to go to that office and do all of that. And you don't have to have the fallout from it either. So we're all going to be really good at solving other people's problems. What do you think the secret is to this show?
Yeah.
It's easy for us to solve your
problems. Then we go home.
That's right.
We'll ruin your life and then go home.
Wipe our hands and say, next. Want to share a couple of messages we got from listeners over that last little conversation we had.
All right.
We were talking about how Holly wrote in saying, I just want my husband to listen to my problems, not try to solve them. Just hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Megan wrote in, she goes, you had me laughing when you were talking about men trying to solve problems. I have to say, the guys who seem to try this the most are the ones whose own lives are a train wreck. I always want to say, dude, you need me on the receiving end of advice, not the dishing out.
Ouch. Ouch.
Megan, that's funny.
Harsh.
And then Melissa's got some great advice. She goes, hey, guys, I remember actually saying to my husband one time, I'm going to tell you something that's bothering me about my family, and I don't want you to offer any suggestions. I just want to tell you. She says, we laugh about that now, and we will both use that same line today when we want to make it clear that we're just venting. It has helped us a lot. Thanks for your show.
Husband was probably like, thank God.
Really?
That's great. You
and
love
yet,
hearing that.
Still in your head, you're going through all the permutations.
I wouldn't have done that. Yeah. It's not what I would have done.
Thanks for your notes. Thanks for listening. Got a 2-point Tuesday with the Mind Bender coming up in mere minutes. And what do you know? Today's Mind Bender, Jeremy, is about couples arguing.
Perfect. It's like we planned it.